Let's take a look at some farm news for you. Jeff Flake, Senate Republican from Arizona, has lifted his hold on the nomination of Greg Dowd as the chief ag negotiator. Flake had placed his hold on the President Trump nominee because he was upset about a Trump proposal in the NAFTA negotiations. The proposal would have allowed Florida tomato producers to use U.S. trade remedy laws to counter surges in Mexico produce imports. The Ags report says Flake had secured commitments on NAFTA-related trade priorities from the office of the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Senate Finance Committee Chair Orrin Hatch. Flake said Hatch is committed to working with him on NAFTA provisions that benefit all American producers. Lighthizer also is committed to meet with Arizona stakeholders who rely on NAFTA and would have been hurt by the proposed provision. Flake says, given the importance of U.S. ag and what's at stake for them in the NAFTA negotiations, I'm pleased this nomination can move forward. Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts says he's pleased that assurances have been given and the path for Greg Dowd to be confirmed as chief ag negotiator has finally been cleared. At last week's cattle industry convention in Phoenix, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association released its policy priorities for the new year. Priorities center around five categories, including the 2018 Farm Bill, trade and market access, regulatory reform, antimicrobial use, and fake meat. NCBA will be working to make sure the new Farm Bill includes funding for a foot-and-mouth vaccine bank. They also want to protect programs like EQIP and prevent market-disrupting policy like COOL. The regulatory reform efforts will focus on finding a permanent solution to an electronic logging devices mandate, modernizing the Endangered Species Act, and replacing the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. One of the new priorities involves protecting the industry and consumers from fake meat and false labeling on products that don't contain real beef. With tax reform and regulatory rollbacks and new access to China's market, we've had some big victories in Washington last year, says incoming President Kevin Kester of California, but now is not the time to take a break. 2018 is going to see a mix of new and familiar changes. The U.S. District Court in Washington issued a ruling that partially denied the U.S. Department of Ag's motion to dismiss a lawsuit over the sale of the other white meat trademarks. The National Pork Producers Council sold the other white meat trademarks to the National Pork Board in 2006. NPPC President Ken Mashoff says they're conducting a thorough review of the decision and looking at all their options. We're disappointed that the court partially denied the USDA motion to dismiss this frivolous lawsuit, one that was never based on legitimate legal challenge to the sale. He says the suit was brought by an anti-meat activist group intent on eliminating meat consumption and harming the pork industry that employs thousands of Americans and feeds billions around the world. Mashoff adds, regardless of the final outcome in this case, we are well positioned to continue fighting for the livelihood of farmers and others in rural America. The USDA argued in the court in a lawsuit that filed by the Humane Society of the U.S. and two other parties lacked merit and was barred by the statute of limitations, and said the plaintiffs failed to show how they were harmed by the sale of the trademarks from the NPPC to the Pork Board. Humane Society of the U.S. claims that the trademarks were sold for an inflated price. We'll have more farm news coming up here on The Farm Show.